When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Any moment now, there's going to be a fierce outbreak of Scott.
This is Buster Blood Vessel from Bad Manners.
Hey, what's up? This is Amy from The Inner Rock Room.
Hey, it's Dave from Mustard Plug.
Hi there, you wonderful star listeners. I'm Pauline Black.
Hey, this is Roger from Rust and Jake.
Hey, hey, this is Dan Vitale, singer of Bim Scala Bim and Steady Earnest.
Hey, guys, this is Steve from Resonators.
Hey, this is Dan P. Hey, everybody, can I get an oh yeah?
Oh yeah!
How you guys doing? This is Chuck Robertson from the Mad Caddies. You're listening to Mr. Beefy.
Come on.
cool's that? They were called Taxi. They're out of Brisbane, late 90s, early 2000s. They released a EP in 1998 called Stacked It on the Dance Floor. Not necessarily a ska band, more funk, I reckon. Had a few ska tunes thrown in, but Caffeine was definitely one of them. I reckon I might have caught them once when I was living up there. Great band. So, so good. Great tune. Had to play it. Came across it today by accident. Thought, yeah, I'm playing that. I am playing it. We kicked off the second helping of ska for this week with the Kiwira Kura band out of the Western Desert in Western Australia. You heard the title track of their 2013 album, Kunkaru Watjanu. Now, that means my sister told me. The title track tells of the story of a sister warning of the dangers of drug abuse. So there you go. Couldn't ask for a better bloody message, could we? The Kiwira Kura band are focusing on spreading a drug-free message, showing the world the strength of their culture. The upbeat nature of their style captures the joy that the boys take in spreading the word. Songs are sung in Pintupi language, focused on contemporary life in the remote Western Desert of Australia. Released three albums. The last one came out. When did the last one come out? February 2015. So they've been a little bit quiet since then. But great to play Kunkaru Watjanu from the... I struggle with this, and you got to kind of stick with me. Kiwira Kura Band from the Western Desert in Western Australia. The Big Beef Man and Ska Nation Radio is committed to focus on First Nations bands that may not necessarily be ska bands. They kind of call themselves Red Dirt Reggae or Desert Reggae, Desert Rock. Has a ska feel to what they do. Definitely reggae vibes, but the way they make the reggae upbeat, it kind of sounds a little bit like ska. Anyway, we are committed to promoting First Nations bands as best we can, and I will continue to do so. I am loving digging deep into these remote communities. The only way I could find out is by recorded stuff. And you imagine if you are 1,000 kilometers away from essentially civilization, to record music is a rare feat. Some of these albums are few and far between. Like I said, I am diving as deep as I possibly can to remote Western Australia and Northern Territories communities to find these albums for you. It is my pleasure. I do the hard work, so you don't have to. It is as simple as that. Alrighty, we're going to stick with Fiesta Fiasco out of Brisbane right now. They put out an EP a couple of weeks ago called the Fiesta Fiasco EP. We played the first single. I can't even remember what it was called, the first single off that EP a couple of weeks ago. And I'm going to go with the second one right now. Caught in the Middle by Fiesta Fiasco out of Bris Vegas. Please check them out on the old Bandcamp. They've got a load of releases there. They're such a good band. I think they're a 9-piece right now. They might even be a 10-piece. They are very, very hardworking and deserve everything they get right now. Alrighty, Fiesta Fiasco, Caught in the Middle.
hide, you can't flee, you can't fight, you can't run. Nothing's right, nothing's done. There's no use, there's no gain. You get used, you feel shame. You can't cry, you can't blame. It's just one card in the middle. Card in the middle. Card in the middle. You can't breathe, you can't see. You can't hide. Card in the middle. You can't fight, you can't run. Nothing's right. Card in the middle.
Much about these guys apart from the fact they're out of West Auckland. They're called Missing Teeth. They put out an album, and it's probably a retrospective, in 2013 called The Same Old Brew Rebottled. It's got like 300 tracks on it, most of which are about a minute long. There's a couple on there a bit longer. That was called 25. Every now and again you find something you've just got to play on the show. I spend quite a lot of time listening to a lot of music. Sometimes you just go, well, sometimes you don't know what the hell is going on. Yeah, I'm committed to playing New Zealand ska, and that includes bands like Missing Teeth and works of art like 25. There is a lot of bad stuff on that album, but there's a little bit of gold every now and again. Ah, cracking stuff. I am committed to playing New Zealand ska. Doesn't matter what era, what band, what style, I will play a New Zealand band each and every week on this show. As I am committed to First Nations bands, I'm also committed to our brothers and sisters across the sea there. And Missing Teeth, we'll have something different for you again next week. We really, really will. Before Missing Teeth, Fiesta Fiasco out of Brisbane. They've got a brand new EP that's been out a couple of weeks called the Fiesta Fiasco EP. The latest single off that EP is called Caught in the Middle. Alrighty, I'm going to jump into the first couple of requests right now. We've got Mark Hardy from up there in Tanambid in New South Wales. We've got John Irving, Jonas Juggernaut from Wollongong in New South Wales. Millwall Paul has come on board in 2025. He's from down here in Victoria. And his lovely partner, Jen, has also got involved in, well, a support capacity, because Millwall Paul decided that Chez and Dave was scar enough for this show, and I told him it's not scar enough, and Jenny agreed with me. She slapped him about a bit and got something else out. So Jen has taken it upon herself to get involved and is joining the request team. Yes, she is. She has jumped in with Paul, and we're going to go to Sweden, and this is an absolute cracker. I think this is my favourite off the Wolfman's Alive album from 2022. 2022? Did this come out? Jim, might have been late. I don't know. I think it's 2022. Wolfman's Alive. The band are called the Liptones. I'm pretty sure they featured in one of Beefy's top 30 chats as well a few years ago. Anyway, this is You and I. Thank you, Jen. Thanks for getting involved. Thanks for slapping Paul about a bit and getting him to actually request some ska instead of Chaz and Dave. Buster Shuffle, I can accept. Chaz and Dave? No. Anyway, here's the Liptones. You and I. This is awesome. I love it.
I told them, no, no, it's from creation. I told them, no, no, it's from creation. Bam, bam, ayo. What a bam, bam. Bam, bam, dilang. Bam, bam. Bam, bam, dilang. Bam, 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 ayo. What a bam, bam. Ta, what a bam, bam. This woman never trouble no one. I'm a lady, I'm not a man. to make you go. I'm moving from me head straight down to my toes. I teach her down, sister Nancy on the go. And some of them are after sister Nancy make your bad so. Long down the list, sister Nancy make your bad so. He bam bam bam. Who what a bam bam. He bam bam belong. Bam bam. He bam bam belong. Bam bam. Who what a bam bam. Hey, yo, tell me some what. Never trouble no one. I'm a lady, I'm not a man. MC is my ambition. I come be nice up Jamaican. So bam bam, say what a bam bam, bam bam dilam, bam bam, bam bam dilam, bam bam.
Ah, one of Jen and Paul's selections for this week, Sister Nancy 982. Bam bam, Sister Nancy's take on the Meatels classic from 1966, I think it may have been. That version is the most sampled reggae song of all time. Yes, it is. And Sister Nancy, there's a documentary, I think, that somebody's done, because Sister Nancy didn't see a cent from Bam Bam at all, I believe. And I think the documentary focuses about her journey to trying to get the money from all the samples and everything else. So I need to do a bit more research into that. I really do. Anyway, what else did Jen and Paul select? The Liptones at a Fältjobbing in Sweden off their Wolfman It's Alive album from 2022. You and I. Awesome stuff, really. Really is. Two great choices there. We'll be hearing more from Paul and Jen next week, as we will from Jono and Mark Ardio. But I am going to jump into some new releases right now. I'm just going to split them up, I think, you know, as you do. Let's go to England, a band that have been very, very quiet for about 20-odd years. All of a sudden, I know they've been playing live quite a bit, but all of a sudden they dropped an album. The band are called Too Hot. They're out of Newton Abbott in Devon. The album's called Time Flies. It is the follow-up to their Wise Up album from 2002. Yep, 23 years later. My favourite track off this album is called Alcohol. Great to see Too Hot back. It really is. Good to see you, my lovers. Too Hot, Alcohol.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall Credit Card Bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.
said I can't get a little.
Ah, from Milano in Italia, the Magnetics. It's Your Voodoo Working. A brand new single from those guys. Los Tres Puntos from Saint-Denis in Yvelines in France. Brand new album live in Mexico. I chose Mi Desierto. Off that album, My Dessert. Very nice from Los Tres Puntos. And Too Hot from Newton Abbott in England, in Devon. Alcohol off their Time Flies album that has just come out. The follow-up to the last album, Wise Up, that came out in 2002. Yeah, Too Hot. They've been a little bit quiet for a while, but it's good to have them back. You're listening to Ska Nation Radio with Beefy the Word. World's number one ska radio show. We are halfway through the new releases. I'm going to go to Croatia right now. A band that kind of split themselves between Zagreb and Sibenik, which are two cities that aren't really close to one another. They formed in 2007. I need to check my records and see if I've played these guys before. Anyway, the band are called Beaten Tone. Great to play Croatian ska. This is their brand new single, Nada. Strap yourselves in, folks. Beaten Tone from Croatia. Baltimore in Maryland. Their new album, Skazilla, is coming out on March the 1st. That is the first single off it. What I See. The Players Band, that is their, I think that's their first new stuff since Smorgasbord came out probably about 4 years ago now. Good to get those guys back on the playlist again. Before that, Beaten Tone out of Zagreb and Sibenik in Croatia. brand new single from those guys, Nada. And I haven't got anything on my USB from Beaten Tone, so that is quite probably a Ska Nation Radio with Beefy debut for Beaten Tone. Those guys have been around since 2007, so that's pretty slack on my behalf. Yes, it is. Alrighty, let's go back to the request, and let's go up to Tanambit in New South Wales. Mark Hardio. Hardio's hit has gone to Germany this week. Yambaleya from Nuremberg. Yes, Yambaleya. Great name for a band. They put out an album called Life's a Circus, and You Are the Clown in 2008. And this is the aptly titled Circus Song off that album. Cheers, Mark. This is a great choice. I love these guys.
What I feel blue, it's an honest anlasan. Seni ne çok sevdiğimi. Sensiz hayat boş gelir bana. Sensin benim tek tesellim. Artık uzat ellerini. O sıcak sevgi dolu kalbini. Asıl derdimi tam acı diyeceğim. Bir de baksan kolayca anlarsın. Fazla sorma yoksa pişman kalırsın. Kaç kere kaç ola? Kaç kere kaç ola? Kaç kere kaç ola? Sen yesine hiç karışma. Sorma yoksa pişman kalırsın. Kaç kere kaç ola? Kaç kere kaç ola? Kaç kere kaç ola? Sen gerisine hiç karışma.
Jono, you have struck gold this week, fella. Athena from Istanbul in Turkey. Not just Turkey's biggest ska band, one of Turkey's biggest bands. That track's called Skalonga off their Hooligan album from 1998. Why are they one of Turkey's biggest bands? They were the Turkish entry to the 2004 Eurovision Song Contest, and they came fourth, which is one of Turkey's highest ever results in Eurovision. The song is For Real. I'm pretty sure we played For Real on this show in the past. I think we did a Eurovision, not a recap, but a Eurovision's focus many years ago on this show. Like I said, actually, it just reminded me, it will be our 8th birthday in a couple of days' time as well. So I'm pretty sure our first broadcast was the 23rd of February 2017. So, yeah, in the early days, there was a Eurovision focus where we looked at some of the ska tunes that have been in Eurovision, and that track For Real from Athena in Turkey would have definitely been in there. So, yes, caused uproar when a ska band came fourth in Eurovision. Athena still going strong today, put out a single a couple of years ago. They've been quiet since COVID, but they have done 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 albums. But their latest album came out in 2014, Aldust. Athena, great choice, Jono. Awesome stuff. Before that, Hardio's hit for this week, Yambalaya from Nuremberg in Germany. How cool was that song? The circus song off the Life's a Circus and You Are the Clown album from 2008. Man, the requests are getting better. I've had this conversation with Jono recently, and yeah, the requests are getting better and better, making this show better and better. The show couldn't have got any better, but it has. It really, really has. All right, let's go to Binan in the Philippines to bring it on home. The Buzzer Beaters, the Philippines' biggest ska band. We're going to jump back to 2014. Something to Look Forward is the name of the album. Hey, hey, baby! Is the name of the track I'm going to play. This is great as well. The Buzzer Beaters from the Philippines. Awesome.
More of your
To finish off with the Melodians from 1970. Oh, my sweet sensation. Brilliant. Love that tune. Live version of Ghost Town from the Specials. And Hey, Baby from the Buzzer Beaters out of Binan in the Philippines from 2014. Something to Look Forward is the name of the album. If you want to check out the Buzzer Beaters, I suggest you do, because they're very, very good. That's it for another edition of Ska Nation Radio with Beefy. We are deep into the 8th year of Ska Nation Radio with Beefy, and we'll be celebrating our 8th birthday in literally a matter of days' time. I won't be celebrating. It doesn't mean much to me at all, really, in terms of numbers. We just keep ploughing ahead. We just keep putting on the best ska radio show on the planet. We do it each and every week. There is no other ska radio show that does it quite like the Big Beef Man does it. Bands like No Idea, Top Novel, The Kitty Hawks, Admiral Akbar's Dishonorable Discharge, Donald Trump's Modus Fire, etc., etc. There is two stages, a full day of ska and punk, raising money for a great cause as well. Or we are contributing to domestic violence charities, and that includes Berry Street Foster Homes, which cater for victims of domestic violence as well. So very, very important, and it's fantastic that the ska and punk community can give back in a very, very special way. If you're in Queensland, Sunny Coast Rude Boys and Fat Picnic are putting on a weekend of gigs. Friday night, Miami Marquetta. Saturday night at the Triffid. Loads of gigs coming up all over Australia. Friday night in Adelaide, the Overits are playing at Prospect Memorial Gardens, part of the Adelaide Fringe as well. Man, it's good. Good to see that ska gigs are prevalent again. Can't wish for anything else, can we? If you're in a band, I haven't played your latest releases, and I've forgotten about you, send me a message. You can follow me on Facebook and Twitter. Just look up Ska Nation Radio. And if you're a grammar like myself, yeah, I'm a grammar now. I've got 20 followers. I'm an influencer. I'm influencing absolutely nothing. But you can get in touch with me via those three formats. On Instagram, I am Beefy's Ska Club, by the way. Send me a message and let me know what's doing in your town, what's doing in your area, what's doing with your band. If, like I said, if I haven't played your band's latest releases and you got some news for me, then let me know. Just send me a message and I'll do my best to get on the show. The new release, Ska Pod, unfortunately, my lifestyle's just gone mental, so I've not got the time. I'm already falling behind with the podcast this year already. And yeah, it's a tough time for everyone. And yeah, I'm just not getting enough time to do stuff on that behalf. So until there is some time freed up for myself, I can't get around to it. I'm really, really sorry. It was good while it lasted, and I enjoyed doing it, and I enjoyed bringing you new releases from bands that don't normally get airplay. And my ethos has always been to give as much airplay as possible to those bands that perhaps don't get it and feel that they deserve it, or they really do warrant it. I can only apologize. I really, really can. I'm really sorry. In the meantime, please, please, please stay safe, do the right thing, and be excellent to one another. Do follow all the bands that you can on social media. That's the free bit of support we can give. You know, we can listen to their music on streaming platforms. They don't earn too much money from it. Like I said, I've been preaching on about the Green Circle for far too long, and the fact that you really need anything between, let's say, 5,000 and 15,000 individual plays to make the same money as you would buying an album on Bandcamp. So put it that way. It's only going to get worse, by the way, for marginalized bands that don't get over 1,000 plays per track. I believe the new algorithm or the new pay scale would be, basically, if your tracks don't get over 1,000 plays each, you ain't getting nothing from the Green Circle. All right, so just bear that in mind. Whereas if you buy an album from Bandcamp and directly from the band base will get 95% as a minimum straight to them. The Bandcamp page do get a little commission, although once a month, I think it's the first Friday of every month, 100% of all proceeds go directly to the bands to help them out a little bit. So that's awesome as well. All righty, I've been Beefy. This has been yet another edition of Ska Nation Radio with Beefy, the world's number one ska radio show. I'll be back same time, same place, same channel. All right, everyone, have a fantastic week and an even better weekend. I just got one thing left to say. Take it away, Bluey!
Doodad. Yeah, love, you need a new doodad. Okay, new doodad. Here. this do that. All right, and you do that. Yellow, fix, fix, fix. Be yellow.
Stumbly-tastics.
Hey there, Beefy.
Hey, Rob.
Do you have nothing to do all the time?
Yes, I've got nothing to do all the time, Rob.
Well, guess what? I've found something that you can do with your nothing time.
What's that, Rob?
Listen to a great podcast called 365 Days of Sport.
Right.
It stars you and me.
Oh, wow.
So, other people can listen to it besides the people who are on it.
Yeah.
If you want.
Get it wherever you get your podcast from. We're on Spotify too. 365 Days of Sport. It's the podcast you never knew you wanted to listen to.
Stay warm and save every day. All in the Kroger app. Get select Post cereal or Kroger peanut butter for $1.49 each with a digital coupon. And we've lowered prices, save 15% or more on hundreds of items like Thomas Mini Bagels, Campbell's SpaghettiOs, and more. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.